Randy, do you notice something about the audio system today? Exactly. Who fixed that? I did. Oh yeah, who's the man? You know what it was? The speaker was just too close to some of the other cables. It wasn't even, didn't even have to move the cables. I just moved the speaker itself. The fucking clicking, humming, shitty noise went away. Nothing to it. See, it takes a man. Today on Stating the Obvious, we're going to talk about why women shouldn't be in charge in the workplace. For those of you out there who are femistatist, be prepared to get your little fucking panties all in a goddamn wad, because I'm going to bitch slap your cunt asses across the room. Oh, and you scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, and motherfucking moan. You can shove your opinion up your ass that way Obama's cock has something to keep it company. And then there's the third possibility. It is possible that as I sit here drinking a gin and tonic, you are wrong and I am right. So fuck you. You know why? Because I have always been right, I will always be right, I am right right now, and I do that because I am never wrong. It's because I am the Great One himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. 10 fucking years of podcasting, and this is Stating the Obvious, the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile of my intellect that homes in on and destroys stupid motherfucking femistatists all around the goddamn world. And I have just about fucking had it with you goddamn fucking feminists, and I'm done. I'm done with women in the fucking workplace. Be prepared to get offended today, because oh my god, there's fucking no holding back. I have an episode coming up. Now, I am the Great One himself. I make predictions. Unlike other motherfuckers that hide when they make predictions and the predictions don't happen and they forget about this, I have at the website, CYNLIBSOC.com on the interweb, Cynical Libertarian Society. You go there, there is a page with my predictions. Every time I make an actual valid prediction of something I think is going to happen in the future, I write it on the fucking page. I link to the podcast episode in which I made that prediction, because I fucking stand behind what I say, because I'm not a motherfucking coward, because I'm not a fucking piece of fucking filthy shit like your fucking messiah Hussein Obama, who claimed he was going to close Guantanamo Bay, never did it, and all this other shit he said. Somewhere around here I've got the motherfucking blueprint for change. After 8 years of Obama, I'm going to find that, I'm going to pull it out. We're going to see how many of those fucking things he actually did anything about. He's a goddamn piece of shit. I hope he dies. He's a fucking piece of shit. I hate your fucking messiah, and I hate you if you're a motherfucking statist. When I make a goddamn prediction, I stand behind it. One of my predictions, it hasn't come true, but oh, it's out there now. The possibility has been fucking floated. And we're going to talk about it in the near future. As soon as I do a little more research, find out exactly what was floated when this was suggested. And then I'm going to bitch slap the fuck out of everybody on the goddamn planet. And Randy, the microphone is really hot. Yes, I know. It's because I'm talking really fucking loud. Because I am fucking pissed off. Drop us down just a little bit. Thank you, darling. Women in the motherfucking workplace. That's one thing for women to be in the workplace. God. G-O-D. That's dog spelled backwards. You can send us email at god@cynlibsoc.com, or you can follow us on Twitter. CYNLIBSOC on the Twitterverse. Send me your fucking hate mail. Send me your motherfucking hate mail about how women are equal to men. Send me some fucking hate mail about how women are strong and independent. Send me some fucking hate mail. I will motherfucking make fun of you on this show. Fuck you, goddamn horse. You know what? If I run out of time, I'm going to pull that up. Yes. I don't think I'm going to run out. Not run out of time, but run out of shit to talk about. I don't think I'm going to run out, because I think I can fucking rant about this for motherfucking 52 minutes. Motherfucking, you know, women, it's okay for women to be in the workplace in the capacity of, like, waitresses and nurses and secretaries. Like, menial jobs that don't require a lot of things. That's sexist. No, that's the truth, honey. That's the fucking truth. Because today, we are going to lay down some fucking truth. And the truth is this. Women should not be in charge in the motherfucking workplace. And I know what you're... Well, I know this one. That's great. I know some women who are really good at being in charge in the workplace, too. I do know some of them. I know some women who are very competent professionally, own their own businesses, run their own businesses, do a great job. There's 7 billion people on the planet Earth. Half of them are women. I know about 7 women who are fucking competent. Okay? That means there's 3.5 billion of them who have their heads shoved right up their asses. So I don't want to hear about how you know this one woman who's competent in the workplace. Oh, fucking good for you. You know one woman who's not completely fucking incompetent in the workplace. Well, you know what? I know 100 of them who are. As those of you who listen to the show may know, silence. That's me taking a drag off my electronic cigarette, which is illegal. Here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, you cannot smoke an electronic cigarette outside in certain parts of, in any city-owned property. It actually takes effect, I think it's in September. Electronic cigarettes. If you're standing on city-owned property, you can't smoke one. Even outside, not real cigarettes also, but we're not talking about real cigarettes. We're talking about electronic cigarettes. That's some motherfucking statism for you. All right, I put that down. Where's my gin and tonic? There it is. Those of you who listen to this podcast, you know that among other things that I do for money, such as fucking your girlfriend and fucking your mom and calling Hussein Obama a goddamn filthy piece of shit that should be exterminated, one of the things I do for money is I work in theater. I work at four different theater type gigs. At this particular moment, all four of them are being run by women. Now, to make my point, one of these women at one of these theaters is very, very competent. She has her shit together. She organizes things. She runs things. She organizes things. She communicates with people. She makes shit happen. So when you say, well, I know this one woman and she's competent, well, whoop-de-fucking-do, so do I. One out of four ain't nothing to brag about for your fucking gender, especially because you goddamn femistatist whores out there, fucking filthy cunts that you are, all think you're so fucking strong and independent. I'm strong and independent. Look, I got my welfare check and my food stamp card, and here's my motherfucking child support payment to prove how strong and independent I am. So I know one woman who runs a theater, does a fucking great job of it. Absolutely fantastic job. And that's why when she calls me, that theater is always number fucking one on my list. Number one. I'll drop any other gig to go work at that place. Because she has her shit together. Now let's talk about the other three cunts. We'll call them cunt number one, cunt number two, and let's see, what should we call the third cunt? Oh, I got it. Let's call the third cunt, cunt number three. Right. Now, cunt number one, I've talked about before. She's the one that, she runs a theater where everybody is obsessed with the fact that sometimes I wear shorts, and this is just too much for them to handle. And apparently now, the fact that I wear a hat has become an issue. There's all this fucking focus on my wardrobe. Now, for those of you not in theater, here's the deal on theater wardrobe. When you're actually working a theater gig, when you're doing the actual theatrical performance, you wear all black clothing. because you're in the dark and you're in backstage and you don't want to be seen, so you wear all black, so that's natural. We're not talking about during theatrical performances. We're talking about other times at the theater, when we're hanging lights, when we're focusing, when we're moving stuff in and out. So apparently my wardrobe is just this ongoing issue. Now, of course, the wardrobes of women are never an issue because of course, equality and all this other shit in the workplace. And basically because, as I've talked about before, go to many workplaces, not theaters, but go to like off cubicles and offices and stuff like that. Men are required. You'll see men were wearing suits, they have jackets, they have ties, all this other shit. And then you look at the women in the very same workplace and they're dressed like fucking whores. They get to wear open-toed shoes, they get to wear dresses that don't have sleeves, they don't have to wear ties, they don't have to wear coats, they don't have to wear a vest, they don't have to wear closed-toe shoes. They get to just completely fucking dress like whores, whatever the fuck they want to do. Because God forbid you expect a woman in the workplace to dress professionally. But if a man shows up without a tie, he's going to get sent home. He's going to get fucking in trouble. Because, you know, women are equal and you're strong and you're independent and you're a bunch of goddamn fucking stupid cunts. And you shouldn't be in the workplace anyway. Now, this theater, where cunt number one is in charge, you might think that my wardrobe is the biggest fucking problem this theater has, but it's not. It isn't. It's not. This theater has other problems, such as a payroll system, which is completely fucked up left, right, and center. One time, I didn't get paid for a gig. And I had to call and be like, hey, where's my fucking money? And cunt number one is like, oh, I forgot to put your time in, I forgot to put your hours worked into the system. It's like, oh, hey, fucking thanks. Why does this theater have a system where one person has to put all the fucking hours in manually? It's the year 2015. Has anybody heard of automation? Like normal places have a fucking time clock where you can punch in and punch out, and the time clock can keep track of this shit, and then print it out, and even run the fucking payroll. Because you see, there are these things, we have these things in the year 2015, they're called computers. And believe it or not, they're not just for going to the Jezebel website and reading web pages about how all men are racist, sexist, and homophobic, and how the patriarchy is keeping your precious little cunt ass down. No, you can also use computers to do this thing called math. You know, math, that thing that's too fucking hard for you to do because you have two bumps on your chest, and so you went to college and you majored in math avoidance because you're too fucking dumb to do any math. That's why you have a motherfucking liberal arts degree, because, oh my god, math is hard. I can't do math. I'm going to major in journalism. You have some fucking problems at your fucking theater, cunt number one. And it's not my motherfucking wardrobe that is your goddamn problem. It's the fact that your payroll system is completely fucked up. It's also the fact that you have your little pets among the employees there who don't do any fucking work while everybody else is doing anything. And you got all these people. I've never worked at a theater where so many of the people who work there are fucking cripples. Theater. Some of you may not believe this. I'm running out of gin and tonic. This is going to piss me the fuck off. I'm almost considering we may pause recording and I may go make myself another fucking gin and tonic. If we had a fridge in here, why don't we have a refrigerator in the recording studio? Well, no, it's your fault. Oh my god, because you're a girl. It's always the girl's fault. Are you not paying attention? It's always the girl's fault. All right. What was I fucking bitching about before I got pissed off because I'm running out of gin and tonic? Oh, cunt number one. Like, a third. I'm going to try to be realistic and not exaggerate things. About a third of the people who, quote unquote, work at this theater, I'm using the term work really fucking loosely, are fucking cripples. They got a bad arm, or they got a bad back, and they can't pick up heavy things. It's like, God damn it. For those of you, some of you out there may think theater is not a physical job. No, it is, believe you me. And that's if you're a techie or an actor. Believe me, actors, you may think actors just walk around on the stage and say some words. No, let me tell you something. Acting is a physically exhausting job, just like it's mentally exhausting. It is not easy, especially for people in musical theater. Now, I despise musical theater in a lot of ways, because musical theater is usually just very fluffy and stupid. And, I mean, there are some good musicals out there. 1776, Fiddler on the Roof, Into the Woods is brilliant. So, I mean, there are some really good musicals out there. Most of them are just fluff, like, oh God, what is that? Mamma Mia? That is the biggest piece of shit ever. Oh God. Jesus Christ. I had heard about that and I got the movie and watched it. I've never actually seen the stage production, but I watched the movie version. Oh Jesus Christ, it's fucking terrible. Regardless of the fact that the content, the plots, the characters, this, all this shit is just pure shit, those actors on stage are still working pretty fucking hard. Tech people, hanging lights and doing all the work and laying Marley and doing, and there's a lot of heavy lifting. It's not like you're busting your ass constantly all the time, but there are times where you're picking up heavy shit. You're carrying heavy shit up ladders. You're having to lift heavy shit. You're having to pick up heavy shit. You're having to pull heavy shit. You're having to push heavy shit. It's not a job that people who have bad backs and bad knees and bad arms and all this other shit can do. And yet this theater just fucking hires all these fucking 70-year-old cripples, and it hires these goddamn women who can't pick heavy objects up. And yeah, we got some women there that do pull their weight. In fact, one of the people who works there, who is among... My voice is going down. Bring my recording back up, please. Thank you. I'm losing a little bit of oomph. Because I'm not quite as when we started. I mean, there are people there I love working with, and some of them are women. Some of them are really good. But for the most part, like a third of the people who work there are these fucking physical cripples that they can't pick things up, they can't lift things, they can't move things. And again, cunt number one, her biggest fucking concern in her goddamn life is my fucking wardrobe. And this is women. This is how you fucking women are when you're in charge. You ignore important, significant things like having a payroll system that doesn't fuck people out of getting paid, because you don't really give a shit. First of all, it's math and you don't understand it. Second of all, you don't give a shit if people get paid or not. All you care about is yourself. And then, of course, you hire all these fucking old crippled people because you feel sorry for them. You know what? The workplace is not where you do charity. If you want to do some fucking charity, take your personal money and go give it to the fucking old crippled people who can't work. Do the fucking charity with your own money. Don't do the charity with my fucking tax money through welfare. Don't do the charity through giving these people a fucking job and making me have to work with the fucking cripples. Let's move on to cunt number two. Now, cunt number two is hot. I'd fuck the shit out of her. Cunt number two recently took charge at one of the theaters I work at. And of all the cunts, she's pissed me off the least, only because she's had the least amount of time. But again, she's illustrated the common reasons why women should not be in charge in the workplace. And we're going to talk about this. Cunt number three, when I get to cunt number three, I'm going to have to, Randy, we're going to have to pause recording, and I got to get more gin and tonic before I get to cunt number three. Because cunt number three is going to send me over the edge. There's an edge. The edge, it's right there. There's the edge. You see it? You see the edge? Yep. And see, this is me. This is me right here. I'm over the edge. That's how we're going to fucking do this when we get to cunt number three. Because cunt number three needs to have the shit fucking smacked out of her with a 2x4. So cunt number two does not have the ability, as most women don't. Again, I don't want to fucking hear about, you know, an exception. I know an exception also. I'm not talking about the fucking exceptions. I'm talking about the 99 fucking percent, okay? Cunt number two does not have the ability to organize people. So we got a theater. We got a short turnaround between shows. We got to put up the lighting. You got to build the set. We got to do all this stuff. All this shit has to be coordinated. She has no ability to coordinate these people because only one group of people can be on the stage at one time, right? You got one lift. Lighting needs the lift. Scenic needs the lift. Only one department can use the lift at a fucking time. You've got to organize this shit. And she can't fucking do it. She could not fucking do it, and it was a goddamn clusterfuck. Then, this is a common woman thing, is this thing where they're more interested in everybody's comfort than getting shit done. So we're there the first night, and we're getting shit done, and I'm like, look, we've got to get all these lights hung tonight. So first of all, the scenic people who don't know what the fuck they're doing, because this theater never hires scenic carpentry set building people. For those of you who don't know theater terms, this would be carpenters, the people who build the set out of wood with all this other stuff. They never hire carpenters who know what the fuck they're doing. Never. I don't know why the fuck they can't do this. Well, actually, I do know why. That's another story. We're not talking about that now. It's because the owner is kind of a dickhead and he's a cheap bastard. So they never hire carpenters who know what the fuck they're doing. And so these people who are building the set, they come in and like, oh, it's the set's already built, everything's ready to go, we just have to bring it in. It's only going to take us about 4 hours to put this up. Now let me think. I've been doing theater for 10 fucking years. You're going to put this set up in 4 hours. Those of you not in theater do not realize how fucking hilarious this is. This is like me saying, I'm going to flap my arms and I'm going to fly and I'm going to break the fucking sound barrier. But I didn't say a fucking word because there's nothing I can say because I'm not in charge. Cunt number two is in charge. She didn't know any better because she's an actor, but she ain't no fucking techie. I don't know why she's in charge. She's a goddamn actor. She's good. I'm sure she's... Actually, I've never seen her act. She might be a great actor. She's really fuckable. But she ain't a techie. She has no idea what the fuck is going on. And she believed that shit. So there's another reason. Reasons why women should not be in charge in the workplace. Number one, they focus on your wardrobe instead of your performance. Number two, they don't understand math. Number three, when the payroll system is fucked up, they don't care because they don't care about other people getting paid and they don't understand math. Number four, they hire crippled people because they feel sorry for the crippled people. Number five, women don't understand planning and scheduling. Number six, women don't understand that you can't build a set in 4 hours. I don't give a fuck how ready it is to go. You are not bringing a set onto a stage, putting it up, putting it together, and having it work in 4 hours. That cannot be done. Nowhere on the fucking planet Earth, in no theater. Cannot fucking be done. Now, I'm not talking about a touring show. A touring show, yes, because they've done it over and over and over. I'm talking about a set that was built in a fucking warehouse somewhere and then taken apart and driven to the theater and is being put up in the theater for the first time. In 4 hours, not going to happen. 10 fucking years of theater. I'm telling you, it's not gonna fucking happen. Not gonna fucking happen. But she fell for this shit. So anyhow, so then we're getting to the end of the night and I'm like, look, the set people want to build the set tomorrow and we gotta hang the fucking lights and we need the lift. We gotta put the fucking lights up. She's like, well, no, we need to all go home because I want to, it's just whatever. It's like, we're gonna go home. I'm like, no, I need to stay here overnight. I need to work until 3, 4, 5 a.m., whatever the fuck it takes. I need to work. I don't need anybody here with me. I ain't a fucking child. I have done this by myself plenty of times. I am a motherfucking grown man who understands mathematics. I will stay here. I will get the fucking shit done because it's got to get done. Oh no, you have to go home. All right, bitch. So we ended up going home. The shit didn't get done. We come in the next day. There's a scenic people. Oh, we need to build some. So anyway, this set that was going to take them 4 hours to build, how about 3 days is what it actually took. Ooh, who's surprised by this? Not me. It's just one fuck up after another. And anyway, the whole thing threw us behind because cunt number two would not just let me stay there overnight and do the fucking job. See, women don't understand. Women are like all about, well, we need to go home. I don't want anybody to stay late. It will hurt my feelings if you're here. No, do you not understand? This is why women should not be in charge. They do not understand that there are times in life when you have to push through and do the fucking job. And if it means work, I've worked 17-hour shifts. If you have to work a fucking 17 hours straight without a fucking break, you work 17 fucking hours because you have to do what you have to do by the time it has to be done. There is a fucking end point. There is a set of duties, a set of things, this stuff that must be completed by the end point. And it's not optional. And bitches don't understand this shit. Bitches just think there's always tomorrow. Oh, we could just do that tomorrow. No, we can't fucking do that tomorrow. Tomorrow, other people need to do their set of tasks that need to be performed. There is no fucking tomorrow. My gin and tonic is now officially empty. All right. I think that was really it with cunt number two. And then there's a time where she sent me off to do this other job that was kind of a waste of time, and we ended up not needing it, and I wasted a couple hours. I almost kind of let her slide on that. But just her, she has no idea what's going on. She doesn't know how to plan. She doesn't know how to schedule. She doesn't grasp the overall fucking thing, and yet she's in charge. Why? I don't know. I have no fucking clue how she became in charge of the goddamn theater. She's not even a tech person. She's an actor. Why in the fuck are all the tech people taking orders from a goddamn actor? Okay? If we're acting, she can fucking tell me what to do. Right? I don't tell you how to act. You don't tell me how to hang a fucking light. Alright. You know what? Fuck this. Pause it. I need more gin and tonic. I'm going to refill this fucker. We'll be back. Alright, I'm back with more gin and tonic. I also looked at my notes. Let me cover a couple of things real quick. Also, at the theater where cunt number one is in charge, I had another cunt that works there come in one day, and she mentioned something about she was sick. And one of the crew of the touring company was in the room. And I said something to the effect of, be careful for this chick right here, because not only will she corrupt your mind, but she'll also get you sick. And so this cunt comes up to me, and she hits me in the fucking arm. She hits me. She physically strikes me. Again, women, you fucking filthy cunts out there who think you're equal to men. When you hit a man, don't be surprised when you get hit back. Do not be surprised when you lose some fucking teeth. Don't fucking put your fist on me. We were playing around and goofing around. That's great. But don't fucking come up and seriously punch me. And if you get hit, don't be surprised. So the bitch comes up and fucking punches me and says, don't say anything about me being sick. I don't want them to think I'm going to get them sick. Well, bitch, then don't come to work when you are sick. Again, this is the female sense of entitlement. This is why they should not be in the workplace. Man, when you're sick, you stay the fuck at home. women, well, I'm sick. I'm going to go to work anyway because I want to hang out with my friends. Because I go to work for the fun of it. So I don't care that I'm sick. I'm going to go to work sick and fucking contaminate everybody else. I've talked about this before, but it bears repeating because of the topic that we're on today. The difference between men and women in the workplace. This is critical shit. And you're going to think some of you may think I'm making this shit up. Others of you, I'm going to say this, and it's going to click for you, and you're going to say, holy shit, that is exactly true. I just never thought of it that way. Here's how this works. Men, those of us with cocks, men, you know what I'm about to say is true. We go to work. We go to our jobs. We do the things we do for money, even if we work at home. We do what we do for money. We go to our jobs to get money so that we can then have that money as a resource which allows us to go to other places and do things we enjoy doing with the people who are our friends. Right? You go to work so that you can make money so that you can leave work and go do stuff with your friends. Am I right or am I wrong? Men, am I right or am I wrong? Women, on the other hand, get ready to get offended. This is going to hurt your fucking feelings. Women go to work to spend time doing things they enjoy doing with their friends. For women, and this ties into Davis Aruni's video he did about the corporation as a boyfriend, women see work as a place where they go to do things they enjoy with people that they like. Men see work as a place where you go so you can get money, so you can leave work and do things you enjoy with people that you like. This story never gets old. I used to work at this medical-related clinic. And there were only four men there. Three of us in the tech department. One of them was a male nurse. He was, for all practical intents and purposes, a woman. And he eventually became my supervisor, which was when I quit. But anyhow, the three of us who were all men in the technical department sometimes butted heads with the nursing staff, who were, of course, all women, except for this one guy who was actually a woman, even though he claims he had a penis. I never saw it myself. And there was this one time where we had a big clash and everybody got a little pissy and everything like that. And so time went by and a few days went by and none of the nurses talked to us. And finally, one day, one of the nurses comes up and says, well, we haven't been talking to any of you guys. It was something along the lines of, you know, aren't your feelings hurt or aren't you upset or aren't you going to say anything to us? And we're like, well, no. I mean, we like the fact that you're not talking to us. You know, we're not friends with you. If you have something work-related, tell us, but we're not here to be your friends. We don't want you to talk to us. And holy shit, did she fucking lose it? Because they thought that by not talking to us, they were punishing us. It's like, no, and this was when I first started to get the glimpse of the difference between men and women in the workplace. And this whole thing, where to men, a job is a thing you need to do to get money to go do stuff you like doing with people you like. But women, to women, the workplace is where you go to have fun and hang out with your friends. Another thing that happened at that same job, which illustrates perfectly why women should not be in charge in the workplace, is at this facility, our director one time, she wanted something done. I think she wanted the snow shoveled off the sidewalk, but I can't remember for sure what the actual task was. So anyway, we're all hanging out, me and the other two guys in the department, and she says to the guy who's in charge of the department, she says to him, well, we really need to get this done, and I've been hinting for you guys to do it all day. And he looks at her and he says, look, We're men. You cannot give us hints. If you want us to do something, you tell us to do it, and we'll go do it. But no, women in the, and this is one more reason, women should not be in charge in the workplace, because women think you can manage by giving hints. I'm going to give a hint that somebody should go, no, if you want the fucking snow shoveled, just tell me to go fucking shovel the snow on the goddamn sidewalk. Don't come walking into the fucking tech room where we're repairing the equipment and be like, oh, there sure is a lot of snow out in front of the door. I'm going to be like, yeah, there sure is. It's fucking snowing outside. Yeah, you're very perceptive for a fucking dumb bitch with a liberal arts degree. Okay? If you're a woman and you're in charge, that shit might work with other women. I don't know, because I'm not a fucking woman. I'm not a fucking cunt. I don't have a vagina. I don't have titties. Okay? I don't have only fucking 3 brain cells. My IQ is not single digit. I don't give a fuck about Friends or Sex in the City, okay? I'm not a fucking woman. Maybe that shit works with women, okay? I'm a man. I have a cock. I want to fuck girls. I want to stick my cock inside their asses and pump until I come. And then I want to pull it out and fucking wipe it off on their face and then fucking slap them and tell them, tell me who's your daddy, bitch, okay? I'm a fucking man. I have a nutsack. If I work for you and you're a fucking woman and you want me to shovel the fucking snow, you walk up and you say, yo, hey, great one. There's a bunch of snow outside on the sidewalk. Go shovel the fucking snow. And I'll say, okay. And I'll go get the goddamn shovel and fucking shovel the snow. But don't give me no fucking hints. I don't take hints, okay? This whole fucking hinting thing. This is a goddamn woman thing. This is why women should not be in charge. Give clear, concise, explicit instructions as to what the fuck you want done. I don't do hints. Men do not do hints. Okay? Go fucking hint yourself in the fucking cunt with a goddamn 2x4. We do not do hints. And men do not respect women who try to manage via giving hints. Gin and tonic. It's the best shit ever. Except for martinis. Making a martini is too much work right now, though. Let's continue with some reasons why women should not be in charge in the workplace. Got that? Alright. Another aspect of women being in charge that I've noticed is this. And then we're going to move on to cunt. Number 3, the most worthless cunt of them all. With women in charge, there's been this shift in the workplace from doing the right thing the right way, doing effective things the effective way. A shift from accomplishing things that create value to this team player shit. Right? Whenever somebody talks to you about being a team player is a code phrase, trust me. Whenever the people I know, the people I have worked with, the people I have worked for, the people I've had working for me, this has been consistent. Throughout my time as a business owner, co-owner of a restaurant, a supervisor for state government, supervisor in private sector, my time as an employee in private sector, in public government sector, whatever you want to call it, yeah, just across the board, I have seen this over and over and over. Anybody, regardless of gender, male or female, or transsexual, or fucking homo, hetero, trisexual, or what the fuck ever kind of new sexualities we're coming out with this week. Every person, regardless of gender, any cocksucker that fucking starts talking about teamwork, I guarantee you those are the laziest people you're working with, working for, or have working for you. People, this whole teamwork thing, it's a buzz phrase for I want other people to do my job for me. And women in the workplace, once they get in charge, there's this complete shift from an emphasis on doing the right things, doing them effectively, and accomplishing things, to how does everybody feel? And are we all working together? And are we a family? Which is odd, because femistatism, of course, hates the family, right? If you have a mother and a father and some children and they all live together and they're actually happy and the mother stays home and raises the children and the father goes to work, well, that's patriarchy, right? They fucking hate that shit. Yet they want to go to work and they want to have a family. Let us bounce back to Davis Aruni's video about the corporation as boyfriend. Let us go back to what I said about women go to work to do things they enjoy with their friends. Women see the workplace, again, the difference between men and women. Women see the workplace as a place where you go to be with your family, to have fun. Men see the workplace as a place you go to get shit done, to accomplish things. I sold $10,000 worth of shit this month. I built 10,000 widgets. I flew a lighting truss. I built a set. I put the fucking walls up inside this house. I accomplished things. But women are like, oh, we went to work today. Oh, we had such a good time. Oh, we all stood around and we talked about how patriarchy is destroying the world. And then we talked about those people who don't believe in global warming. And then, oh, we talked about the latest Sex in the City episode. And then I said, oh my God, I'm watching Game of Thrones right now. And Orange is the New Black is so exciting. And then we talked about our feelings. And then we went to HR and we reported a man for sexual harassment because he looked at us, and then we went out to lunch together, and oh, we had so much fun. And you've accomplished not a fucking thing, because it's all about you and having a good time, and you can't accomplish anything because you have a fucking liberal arts degree and you can't do math. Another woman that I know, this also illustrates not only how women, well, let me start that over, this doesn't, I've talked about how women view work as their friends and their family and a place you enjoy things. Women also view their bosses at work as essentially their overlords, because women, get right, again, just fucking feminist cunts out there, if you're still here, get ready to get offended again. Women need to be dominated by men. Women have a genetic built-in desire, a need to be dominated by a man. This other chick I know, when I was talking to her or whatever, she was telling me she couldn't go somewhere when she wasn't at work. I'm like, why not? She says, well, because we're doing some stuff at work and it's really important, and I have permission from my boss to go only to work and home. I can't go any place other than my house because I don't have permission from my boss. Now, she doesn't work in biomed or defense. I mean, again, let me, for those of you maybe new to the show, I, at one time, not too long ago, had clearance from the federal government of the United States to possess and transport biological weapons. Biological agents that could wipe out human life on the planet Earth have been in my possession. And I'm not exaggerating, because I don't have to fucking exaggerate. You know, I don't give a fuck if you believe me or not. Okay? So there are some jobs out there where sometimes the people you work for might say to you, you can't do something, or you shouldn't go somewhere, or whatever. Like, in our job, if we got sick because we had agents that could wipe out the population, it's like, no, if you get sick, you go to the hospital, and you show them this little card, you say, this is where I work, and they put you in a fucking isolation chamber to make sure you didn't get something nasty that we were dealing with in the workplace. And it was most likely just the common cold, but you didn't fuck around. Because if it wasn't the common cold, if you did get something, you're killing the population of the planet. Which is not necessarily a bad thing. We'll talk about that in an upcoming episode, where I'm going to talk about how, if I could, I would slit the throat of every statist on the planet Earth. But she doesn't have a job like that. She has a fucking mundane job where she spends her entire day filling out paperwork. But she said, I can't go anywhere but my job and my house because I don't have permission from my boss. This is why women shouldn't be allowed to vote. Because women are the ultimate statist. Women go through life looking for a man to dominate them. And this is why when a piece of filth like Hussein Obama comes along, women just shit all over themselves and they cream their panties because he's this alpha male and they'll do anything they need to do in order to be subservient to him. Moving on. Yes, my friends, moving on to cunt number three. Cunt number three is the most incompetent bitch I have ever worked for. She lets people know, most theaters, okay, so shit doesn't just happen in a, you're not just like sitting at the theater and suddenly something shows up and somebody wants to do a gig on your stage, okay? Theaters know what's going down a year in advance, if not more. Because you can't just pull this shit out of your ass at the last moment. This bitch sends us notice of gigs literally 48 hours before it's going down. It's like, you seriously expect me, especially someone like myself, have I mentioned I work at four fucking theaters? Then I also have my own businesses on the side that I do. I'm a consultant. I'm a motherfucking photographer. I motherfucking build websites. I do all this shit. I have client meetings. I have shit to do. I have girls to go out with. I have other people's wives to have sex with. I got all this shit going on. I got a podcast to fucking record. 48 fucking hours notice. She expects people. Today, she fucking tells us, oh yeah, you know, tomorrow we're doing this. We've got this other gig going on and I need you to be here at 7 o'clock in the fucking morning. It's like, really? And you had no fucking notice of this ahead of time. She cannot fucking run anything. She shows up to a goddamn strike. When you do a strike, you take all the shit down that you've been using, your lighting equipment, your whatever it is, your sound equipment, your trapes, all this other stuff, you scenic shit. You take all this stuff down and you put everything away. Now this is another thing that you fucking cunts out there don't understand, and it's why you shouldn't be in charge. You put everything away into the place it's supposed to go. So, for example, you have a road case. For those of you who don't know a road case, it's those cases you've seen them like with the concerts and stuff. They're on the wheels. They're black. Got a little silver trim around them. That's a road case. You store things in a road case. So a given road case has a certain number of items that go in it. So you open the road case. There should be these pieces of equipment. This very specific stuff very specifically goes into a road case. And that way, when you need the stuff next time, you go, oh, hey, we need 7 of these lights, and we need 7 of those cords, and we need 6 of these cords. All of that stuff will be in this road case right here. We just grab that road case. We go. We open it up. Everything we need will be in there. Okay? There's a packing system. Everything packs in a very specific way. And she doesn't give a fuck. We're doing a strike. It's late at night. She wants to go home because she's tired. And this is another reason why women should not be in charge in the workplace. Because when a woman's in charge, everything is about her. Cunt number three does not give a shit about doing the job right. All she cares about is herself, and she's tired and she wants to go home. And so instead of packing the equipment into the road cases correctly, She says, oh, just put it in any road case and we can sort it out later. The problem is, it doesn't get sorted out later. The problem is, when you put shit in the road cases improperly, the equipment gets damaged. This shit is expensive. Theater equipment, theater lighting equipment, theater audio equipment, this shit cost a fuck ton of money. When you buy this stuff, you're practically getting raped by the corporations. This shit cost a fuck ton of money. And by storing it improperly, a lot of shit gets broken, damaged, lost. She doesn't give a fuck. She doesn't give a flying fuck. Because the only thing cunt number three cares about is herself. She never tells anybody what's going on. We show up and it's like, okay, this is what we have to put together. But there's no motherfucking drawings. There's no goddamn information about what we're doing. And then she's telling me, hey, I need you to help plan this shit. I'm like, how can I fucking plan? Do you have a drawing? Do you have a set drawing? Well, no. Do you have any? No. Then how can I help you fucking plan it? She's like, well, I need you to make a list of what we need to get together for this particular load-in. I'm like, how the fuck can I possibly know that? You don't have a fucking list? You don't have a list of me for what we're doing? You don't have a map of what the fucking set looks like? I have no information whatsoever other than you telling me, oh, we need some drapes back here and then we need some lighting from the front. That doesn't fucking help me. That does not fucking help me. But she doesn't get it because she doesn't give a flying fuck. Because she's a goddamn stupid cunt, she can't do math, and the only thing she cares about is herself. She doesn't give a shit about the equipment. And this is an important thing in life. I learned this in the military. I may rag on the military, because today, the military, yes, they're all a bunch of fucking pussies. Back when I was your age, when we were in the military, one of the things I learned in the military is that if you take care of your equipment takes care of you. And that's another thing. Women don't understand. We have a truck for the theater. The truck is fucking leaking oil like a motherfucker. She doesn't give a shit. Because women don't understand you have to put oil into the truck. When the truck engine burns up and we're stranded somewhere, then she's going to give a fuck. But right now, she doesn't care because it doesn't affect her. She does not give a flying fuck because everything is about her. And anything that does not benefit her cunt ass, she doesn't care about it. And she's in charge. And she is the last person who should be in charge. She has no idea what the fuck we do. She's not even an actor. She's not a theater person at all. And she's running a goddamn theater. She's not even a fucking actor. She is a dumb, fucking, stupid, selfish cunt. Same thing. Oh, I'm tired. We're just going to go home. We're looking at the shit. The shit's fucked up. But no, she wants to go home. It's like, okay. Fuck it. The lights aren't right. The curtains aren't right. But you want to go home. Fuck it. Let's go home. Because you know what? It's all about your fucking cunt ass. Because you're fucking strong and independent. Which apparently is a buzz phrase for selfish fucking cunt. Women should not be in charge in the workplace. End of discussion. Does it hurt your fucking feelings? I don't care. You're a dumb fucking whore. I don't fucking care that it hurts your feelings. I'm right. You're wrong. Shut the fuck up. Let me throw out this one last thing. I think I mentioned this in passing before, but it needs to be said again. I have finally figured out why it is so many women go into these welfare type jobs. They're like, oh, I'm a counselor. I'm going to help needy children. I'm going to help alcoholic children. I want to be a parole officer. I want to be on welfare. fucking counselor or whatever. Why so many women go into these things? Because this, those kind of jobs give women access to criminals. And those are the kind of men that women want to fuck. Right? Go back to that E. Jean question I read to you some many episodes ago, which will stick in my mind forever because it's such a classic. Where the woman wrote in and she said, I'm engaged to this man. He bought me a ring. He bought me a new car. He's got shit tons of money. I'm engaged to him. But I am currently fucking this other man who is unemployed, has a bunch of debt, and lives with his parents. Right? Because who are women attracted to sexually? They're attracted to the scumbags. And so being something like a parole officer or being a fucking, what do they call, what do they call those? Social workers! Being a fucking social worker gives women access to the biggest scumbags in our society. And that's why women want jobs like social worker, parole officer. Because it gives it, they're getting paid money to have access to the biggest pieces of shit in our society, who are the men that they want to fuck. Men who have jobs and who are emotionally stable and can provide for him, they want nothing to do with that. That's patriarchy. Right? But men who beat their husbands, women will fuck the shit out of them in a heart. Or men who beat their husbands. I just said that, didn't I? Men who beat their wives or their girlfriends or their children, women will fuck the shit out of them. Just fucking spread their legs and practically grab the guy and shove his cock inside of them. Criminals, rapists, murderers, car thieves, arsonists, women will just fucking practically rape those men because that's who they want to fuck. They want to fuck the biggest scumbags in our society. And that's why women are attracted to social work and motherfucking being parole fucking cunts. Because they can get the scumbags of our society and they can get those men to fuck them. Because if a man has a job, and if a man wants to get married and have children and take care of his children and support his wife while his wife stays home and takes care of the kids and raises the kids and teaches, because, you know, parenting is such an important job according to these fucking cunts, but they just don't want to actually do any parenting. But if you have a man who wants to have a wife who stays home and takes care of the kids while he brings home the money and supports it and tries to make her happy and tries to raise, no, that's motherfucking patriarchy. We can't have that, can we? Oh, fucking patriarchy.